New daily cases in the province ranged this week between a high of 642 and a low of 441. The Ontario government recently announced that it will not be reducing capacity limits at higher risk settings as early as previously announced due to rising numbers. Limits for food and drink establishments with dance facilities, strip clubs, bathhouses and sex clubs were due to be lifted on November 15. Here's the latest on new cases in Algoma as of 2:45 p.m. Algoma Public Health has not reported any new cases of COVID-19. The latest cases of the virus in the region were reported yesterday. Here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from Algoma Public Health, updated at 4 p.m. on November 11 to 178,897 tested 632 confirmed 90 active cases 5 currently hospitalized 542 resolved 9 deceased. Algoma Public Health is reporting that recent results from additional laboratory testing have detected the following variants of concern in Algoma. B1.1.7, Alpha, first detected in the UK. B1.617.2, Delta, first detected in India. P1, Gamma, first detected in Brazil. According to data on housemyflattening.ca, a University of Toronto-led website which collects and analyzes data from Ontario's COVID-19 cases, 52% of ICU beds in Algoma Public Health's jurisdiction are currently occupied, 10% of which are COVID patients. The data also describes the community risk level for COVID-19 in our region as low. Total confirmed cases by area of residence, 525 in Sault Ste. Marie and Area 57 in Central and East Algoma, 33 in Elliott Lake and Area 17 in North Algoma. Comparatively, in Chippewa County, which covers Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and surrounding area, the COVID-19 data as of November 10 states, 4,072 cumulative positives, 3.517 cumulative recovered, 52 deaths, 9 cases currently hospitalized. Lastest cases in local schools, Eastview Public School has 2 confirmed student cases. Grandview Public School has 15 confirmed cases, 2 of which are staff members. Here's the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Algoma. Algoma Public Health is continuing in Phase 2 of Ontario's 3-phase vaccine distribution program. As of 1:50 p.m. on November 10 to 181,744 total doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered, now including third doses for those eligible. 81.6% of youth 12 to 17 have received at least one dose. 87,909 people are fully vaccinated, 86.2% of eligible population. 91,573 people have received at least one dose, 80% of the population or 89.8% of the eligible population. APH reported cases this week. Cases 557 to 563 were tested on November 4 and 5, and all are self-isolating. Cases 564 to 566 were tested on November 5 and 6. Cases 567 to 570 were tested on November 6 and 7. Cases 571 to 583 were tested on November 7 and 8. Cases 584 to 593 were tested on November 8 and 9. APH also reported the region's 9th COVID-related death in this update. Cases 594 to 607 were tested between November 5 to 10. Cases 608 to 632 were tested between November 9-11. Increase in area COVID cases prompts Sault Area Hospital to close to visitors. The closure takes effect as of today. Letter. Protect the health of Algoma citizens. COVID-19 is at an all-time high in Algoma and its presence in our schools is increasing, reader says. Vulnerable Ontario residents can book COVID-19 booster shots, but still no word on a vaccine for children. Algoma Public Health looks to make the vaccination process smoother when approval for children comes. Border Services issues travel advisory as U.S. opens land borders to Canadian travelers as of Monday. Fully vaccinated travelers are allowed to enter the United States for non-essential reasons such as tourism. COVID outbreak at Tenaris. 7 tube mill workers have tested positive for virus. Individual associated with Irm Moore Public School tests positive for COVID-19. Algoma Public Health has distributed a letter to those considered low or high-risk contacts of the individual. Hospital moves to vaccination or termination policy for workers. About 70 Sioux area hospital workers who have not yet been vaccinated must receive their first dose by November 22 or be terminated with cause. Sioux, Michigan welcomes back Canadian friends. Everybody is together again as businesses, visitors and family, said Linda Hoth, executive director of the Sioux Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Mackinac Island primed for return of Canadian visitors. It's been two summers since Canadians were able to stroll the streets. We welcome Canadian citizens, Chippewa County health official says ahead of border reopening. No mask mandate in place, bars and restaurants don't require proof of vaccination. Letter. Students are not as protected from COVID-19 as they should be. It puts the entire community at increased risk of contracting COVID, reader says. Pandemic increases number of opioid-related deaths. APH reports underlying social problems must be addressed, board told. Stigmatizing language must also be changed, report states. Palliative care patient Diane Sims leads fight to vaccinate all healthcare workers. I had no choice but to stand up for those who are too afraid and for those who can't speak up, says Sioux native. Individual associated with Pinewood Public School tests positive for COVID-19 letters have been issued to those who are considered low and high-risk contacts of the individual. Public Health Sudbury rolls back the COVID-19 restriction calendar to Step 3. Sudburyans will have to live with restrictions that were in place before October 9. Canada. PCR test requirements at the border need to be re-examined, says Dr. Tam. Currently, anyone crossing into Canada needs to provide a recent, molecular test that shows a negative result for COVID-19. COVID-19 infections rising again in Ontario, but experts say no need to panic. Trend experts attribute rising numbers to cooling temperatures, lifting capacity limits and less stringent precautions among the public.